You are listening to episode 894. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the very best part of who you are, that part you reach when you meditate. Even if you're not seated, getting ready to meditate, if you're walking or lying down, you're still beginning your journey to slowing down so that you can become aware of the moment, of your emotions, of what you're doing with your life, and of becoming more in tune with your true inner nature. And that's what you'll be discovering in this episode. You're going to learn a meditation technique to help you tap into your true inner nature. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm so honored to be sharing this week's series with you, which is all about freedom from your ego. In each episode of this 7-part week-long series, you are guided using meditation techniques to release the different parts of yourself that no longer support you. Those emotions such as judging others or yourself, being a little too proud, maybe in an arrogant way, and anger and resentment and so many other emotions that your ego likes to harbor. And they can become habitual to where pretty soon that's just how you live your life. So fortunately, there are many ways, especially using meditation techniques and meditation itself, to help you release those emotions. So I'll be guiding you to use a meditation technique called a mudra. Now, if you're not familiar with mudras, a mudra is simply a way you position your hands in a way that stimulates your nervous system, and it works in a very similar way as yoga or acupressure. You don't have to do the technique. You can still receive the benefits from the rest of the technique that I share with you rather than doing the actual mudra. But I encourage you to be a little more dynamic with your meditation ritual. Explore all kinds of ways to find more peace, energy, and clarity. You never know what might work for you. And if you like to be guided in a meditation, I offer full half-hour guided meditations. You can actually meditate for as little as 5 minutes to half an hour at my website, and that is at SIP and OM. So it's SIPANDOM.com, SIPANDOM.com. And there you can receive a full guided meditation. You also receive membership to a Facebook group, as well as you receive weekly slowdown guides where I list all the techniques and a photo of the mudra and anything else. And you get a journal customized for the meditation technique. And this is a subscription meditation service that I offer. You can try it for 2 weeks free. So if you're interested in that, again, head over to sipandom.com. Well, onward to today's technique. The mudra I'm sharing with you today, I'm not exactly sure it's a fully recognized mudra that the ancient yogis came up with, or if it's just something I started doing because I started to notice I got results when I did it. But I'm sure it is some kind of a formal mudra. It's a very simple mudra to do. I always leave a photo of it on my website at Sip and Om, and also on my Facebook page, my Sip and Om Facebook page. So how the mudra works, it's very simple. You simply touch your hand to your forehead, the center of your forehead. Now, this is where, in yoga and meditation, this is where your spiritual eye is considered to be located. And this has to do with your intuition, and it helps you to tap into your true inner nature. So every single time I guide you in the guided meditations I share, I always say, close your eyes and lift them up slightly to the point between your eyebrows, because this helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. So there has been research where when you do certain motions or position yourself physiologically, your eyes, your hands, your body, it does produce certain trigger reactions in your brain. And so they noticed when you lift up your eyes, you feel hopeful, you feel uplifted emotionally, spiritually. So when you touch your hand, you could just use your finger or your palm, you could use the front of your hand or the back of your hand, it doesn't matter. I've tried it all different ways and I really get the same result. Touch your hand to your forehead, and this reminds you of your best qualities, those qualities you want to bring out when you're feeling your ego creep in. So how you can do this technique in your world around you is if you come across someone that you feel, maybe you look down on that person, or maybe you think that person is arrogant, so you're judging that person. Or maybe you see litter on the ground as you're walking, and so you feel angry. Maybe somebody does something to you that makes you feel very angry, or maybe something happened to you and you feel resentful. Maybe you're angry about your health. Maybe you feel a lot of pride in an arrogant way about maybe how you look in that outfit, or the kind of car you drive, or the kind of home you live in. Whatever it may be, these emotions of your ego do not serve you, and they can trap you and prevent you from showing your true inner nature. Remember, you are so much better than your emotions. So if you, as you maybe are seated right there where you are, settled into your meditation space, you start to feel your body relax and unwind. And you may close your eyes, and as I mentioned, keep them just slightly elevated to the point between your eyebrows, keeping your thoughts uplifted. You can relax your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach. Let your stomach soften and hang out. And then bring to mind an emotion that you feel is triggered quite a bit. An emotion from your ego. Maybe it's anger or jealousy or resentment. Just think about something that recently you've been feeling. Bring it to your mind. Notice how you feel in your body when you even think of it. And now touch your hand, your right hand or your left hand, doesn't matter. And just touch it to your forehead. And focus on the qualities that you are known for, your best qualities. Maybe you're caring. Maybe you're very honest or hardworking. Or you're a great friend or a fantastic spouse or parent. Focus on that quality as you touch your hand to your forehead. So our minds cannot focus on two things at the same time. So focus on the qualities you want to bring out in yourself. This gesture helps to bring out those qualities. Now you can relax your hand whenever you want and just lay it back down on your lap, and you could imagine yourself doing this easily the next time you feel triggered by an ego emotion you want to release. Very simple to do, but very effective. These subtle nuances make all the difference in how you experience your life day to day. Live in joy. You come from joy. Bring out those emotions. You can continue meditating or going about your day. If you meditate, just meditate to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending it on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.